The Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
We welcome you back to WGNS coverage of the Coach's Corner, Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. We're at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant this morning. Philip Shadowins, Blackman head coach, joins us to talk about a 14-9 win. And I can just see, I don't know, you and I have been doing this for quite a while. Just thinking of maybe what your response would have been, and I thought, you know, it was an ugly win, but a win is a win. It doesn't matter. It's still on the left column and not the right, all those kind of things. And I guess that's all true, isn't it?
That's true. I guess the interview's over, and it's been nice seeing you this morning. That's what I told our kids. I mean, you know, they don't give you, you know, there's not a ugly and a pretty in any column. It just says win or loss, and or win or lose. And we won, and I was, you know, happy that our kids found a way to do that. You know, anybody that was there last night, we had a big old crowd there last night, you know that we didn't play the way we wanted to play, obviously. But at the same time, at the end of the day, you win a football game. You can learn lots of valuable lessons every time you play a game. And we did that last night, I really believe. And we'll be better for it. And I'm glad that we're learning these lessons after a W instead of after a loss. So,
well, you get to week 10, and you're looking at, you know, 10-0, 9-1, 8-2, whatever. Nobody remembers what that first game looks like, except unless it's one of those that's in the loss column that keeps you out of the playoffs or something. So
exactly,
keep the wins going, I guess.
That's the thing. And, you know, and Independence, you know, they haven't been a team that's won tons of games. I think they won 4 or 5 last year. But they had everybody coming back from last year. They were a senior-dominated team. They played like it. They played with confidence. They played hard. They played physically. And, you know, we did some good things at times also. I thought our defense, you know, I think Independence got their first down sometime midway through the second quarter, you know, and then in the second half they were able to expose us on some things. We had quite a few kids cramp up, and, you know, I wish I could figure out the secret to that. It's the same thing after every week zero game or week one game. You always have kids cramping. So we had a ton of young kids playing last night in critical moments in the fourth quarter, and since we won, that'll be a valuable lesson for them, you know, you know, how to prepare. And, you know, we always tell them those things, that you're one play away from playing. You know, obviously, I said, yeah, but last night they got to live that. And so great experience for those young kids that stepped in and played and found a way to make plays in crunch time and enabled us to win a football game last night.
Well, end of the first quarter, finally got that first score on the board. Nice, went almost 30-yard run by Antonio Allen. Second quarter, different things happen. You score right before the half, too. So it's kind of interesting. You kind of wait until the few seconds left in the quarters to score, didn't you?
Well, we scored. Antonio Allen made the long run, with a 30-yard run roughly in the second quarter, and then they turned it over to us, gave us a chance to score at the end of the first half, but we threw an interception, so we didn't.
Oh, okay, you didn't score on that.
We didn't score,
one.
And we came out in the third quarter, our first play of the third quarter, and scored on the long 73-yard run by Octavius, and, you know, feeling pretty good. 14-0. It goes into the fourth quarter that way with 7 minutes left, 8 minutes left, and then all of a sudden some bad things happen to us, and they score. They surprise onside it with the best kicker I've seen in high school football since James Wilhoit, to be honest with you.
Really? That says a lot.
An unbelievable onside kick. They're all bunched together in a huddle. He runs up, kicks the ball to where it goes straight to the right after it touches. As soon as it touches the ground, there's nobody over there, and one of their kids sprints from that position to get it. So, I mean, not too many kids could execute that way, and we didn't do a very good job as coaches getting prepared for that, I guess. Whatever how you prepare for that, but they'll get the ball, drive right back down. I mean, they get the ball on our 40 or whatever and drive right back down, and our kids find a way to hold them to a field goal, make it 14-9, so, you know, we get the ball, don't do very much with it, punt it to them. They get back down the field to about the 10-yard line, and we find a way. Our young kids really stepped up and bowed their necks and decided to play football and found a way to keep them out of the end zone, and then our offense was able to get a couple first downs to finish the game out. So, you know, all in all, I was pleased that we won. You know, I was very disappointed in some things we did, and our kids understand. And I think the thing about our kids, and maybe this is a negative, is that they want to please so bad. We have as far as young men and kids, I mean, we have a great group of kids. I mean, truly the kind of kids you want to be around. But they're so eager to please, I think. They want to, I mean, please me, please their coaches, please their teammates. Heck with all that. Just go play. You know, I mean, that's what I thought last night. I thought we played, I mean, because we got a lot of guys coming back with experience. I know we lost all those defensive players, and we lost quite a few offensive linemen and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, just go play the game. I mean, it's the hardest working group I've ever had, without a doubt. I mean, they've really paid a price this offseason of working out on their own. You know, forget what we do in workouts, but they've really paid a price. And I think they're just so eager to please that sometimes they can't cut it loose and play. They don't want to make a mistake. Well, you can't worry about that kind of stuff. When you play the game, you just got to go play the game. Mistakes will be made. They still make them on Sunday, and them guys are getting paid millions of dollars. And so I haven't done a good job of getting that message to our kids because I think they're playing a little tight. You know, they want to win so bad.
Yeah.
And they expect to win. And when you put all that pressure on yourself, sometimes you lose the fun part of the game. And I want our kids to have fun. You know, I want them to smile and all those kind of things. I think that's important. And I think we've kind of lost our way in that by putting so much pressure on ourselves. And so that comes back to me. I got to find a way to relax our kids where, you know, they don't worry about all that stuff. You know, scoreboard takes care of itself. Just go play the game.
Had an interesting Friday night myself last night, and I can relate. And bear with me with this story, but during the game last night, my kids were playing at home, and my daughter fell out of the tire swing, and she has a fractured wrist and busted nose. And my son said, it's all my fault. Dad's going to be mad. You know, and we put a lot of expectations on those kids. And that story kind of rang through my head when you were reading, you were talking about it.
Absolutely. And some of it, you know, obviously they know we expect a lot from them. And then you have a group of kids that expect so much from themselves.
Right.
I mean, you know, they're the 4.0s and the 33s and 32s and 29s on ACTs. And we have those kind of kids again, that senior group, and they've worked so hard. I mean, on snow days, I mean, there'd be 30 kids that live right there close to Blackman. That'd be finding a way to get there. Coach, can you come open it up? Well, I'm in Christiana. No, I can't. I'm not going to rent it. You know, so I'd call the assistant principal. Can you go over and unlock a door for them? There's a bunch of them that are right there that they can walk over or whatever. And, I mean, that was every day we were out of school. That was, you know, it's been all summer long. It's been on Saturdays. I mean, they've just been such a dedicated group. And they want to succeed so badly. What they got to realize is they're good enough to succeed. I mean, they're good. I mean, they're good players. So just go have fun and play and be yourself. They don't have to be someone else. And I think, you know, when you have a great group of kids, first of all, it's a blessing to get to coach them. But then at the same time, sometimes they put too much pressure on themselves. And I think that's what they've done to this point. I spent a long time last night watching videos and watching the sun come up and you know, trying to just put my hand on what I thought it was. The only thing I can come up with is they're putting so much pressure on themselves. So we're going to smile a lot this week. I may tell jokes. I'm not a very good comedian, but I want them to relax and play and have fun. You know, this is that, I say it every year, I'm going to say it again, it's that once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to play high school football. And I want our kids to enjoy that, the joy of that experience and cut loose and play.
Rodney Dangerfield may be some good material you can go for.
Maybe.
I hope I'm not
quite as ugly as that guy. But
No, just anybody but John McQuarrie. I don't know that he can help you out there at all. Coach, it was kind of an up-and-down night, it seemed. Second quarter had some, you know, drives go pretty well and then stall out. Turnover, I think, a couple three of them in that.
Maybe not in that second quarter, but three overall.
Yeah, I mean, it was – But things would go a little better, and then, you know, toward the end you had to turn it over to the defense and let them hold them out of the end zone. So it was kind of an up-and-down night in terms of flow. That's what I was really wanting to get at. Did you really feel like you got into a flow last night?
No, you know, as I told our coaches last night after the game, you know, I have a play sheet with what we're going to do from formations and all the things we're going to do on it. And by the end of the game, I told them I could have tore a little corner off that play sheet and felt good. I felt good about that few of things on it. You know, that's on me. I mean, we didn't get our kids in position on offense to succeed and made it maybe tried to do a little bit too much at times with our protections and with all the things they do. They were a team that changed fronts and rotated coverages and brought people from everywhere, and we knew some of those things. Not all of them, because we've never played them before, and, you know, we hadn't got any game video on them. We did get some scrimmage tape on them, but that we traded with them, but I thought our kids got, you know, a little confused at times, got their bodies in bad position, started pressing – You know, we threw three interceptions last night, and you know that quarterback threw five last year. You know, and some of those were a result of poor protection. You know, receivers not knocking down an underthrown ball, some of those kind of things. But you know, we just made some mistakes we don't normally make, and I wouldn't expect us to make the rest of the year. And we have a tremendous amount of confidence in our offensive football team. I mean, we do have three offensive linemen that played tons of time last year that are starters this year. And you know, we do have a quarterback that led us to 11-2 record and threw 15 touchdowns and five interceptions last year. So I have a lot of confidence. We got three receivers and some backups there that can play. So you know, our natural reaction as kids would be to start pressing, you know, but we're going to remove that on Monday, and because they're good. I mean, we got a good quarterback, we got good offensive linemen, good receivers, and obviously really good running back. So we don't need to press. We just need to go out and play, and we'll do that. We'll do a better job coaching them this week, and I know our kids will play better on that side of the ball this week.
14-9 was the victory for Blackman last night, and I really think that it's, I don't know, maybe a bit of karma, how this works out. But you took a big hit defensively with graduation from last year, and it was your defense that had to hold on to help shut the door last night. You turned it over to your offense, obviously, after you stopped them. But you don't stop them there, you may still be playing. Who knows?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, scores 14-9. They're driving down. They get the ball down our 10-yard line. You know, and not only is it our defense, it's in many cases, you know, kids that are number twos on our defense that had to step up and make plays, you know. And granted, they helped us out a little bit, and because we did miss a coverage, and they helped us out a little bit on another throw. But our kids played so hard. That's why when I looked at the video last night, I didn't question effort. Thought they gave us great effort. They didn't execute some things that we wanted them to do, obviously. But as long as kids are giving great effort, which should be an all-the-time thing, I mean, because effort, anybody can give effort. You don't have to be good. You know, you don't have to be an athlete, you don't have to be anything to give great effort. And as long as our kids are giving great effort and have the attitude that they have and that they want to get better, then they're going to get better. I mean, we're going to get better on both sides of the ball. I was proud of our defense last night. I thought we did some really good things on that side of the ball. I thought we ran the ball well. You know, we got to get better at tackling. We missed quite a few tackles last night, I thought. But I was pleased with effort on both sides of the ball. Really proud of our defense for finding a way to keep them out of the end zone late. And, you know, then the overall win. I mean, that's the name of the game. Yep. At the end of the day, you want to be 1-0. And that's what I told them at midfield is, you know, at the end of the day, the best we could have done last night was to be 1-0. That's the best we could have done. Whether you know, we scored 50 and had played it and threw a shutout on defense, or whether we went 2-0 with the safety, or whether we went 14-9, the best we could be after last night's game was 1-0. And we are that. And from that aspect, I'm proud of them. And we'll move on to the next one now.
Great crowd, you know, and the Blackman faithful really came out with 8 home games. I really didn't know what to expect, you know, at all the high schools when you count Middle Tennessee Christian School and Eagle Bowl all playing. So everybody was playing at home last night. You kind of figure that it was some away that you bring some crowd from different places. But, gosh, great crowd at Oakland. You said a great crowd at your place. Ron said a good crowd. So that's really nice. Big crowd in Smyrna.
Huge crowd. Yeah. I mean, I was really – you know, I anticipated one thing as far as a crowd. I thought our people would come and, you know, we'd have a solid Blackman crowd, and we did. But we had an unbelievable Blackman crowd because Independence just brought some, you know, maybe half full on the visitor side. But our home stands were packed, lots of kids standing around everywhere. I mean, it was really a big crowd. I was really, you know, happy for our kids to get to play in front of that kind of crowd. And you know, obviously we want to play better for our crowd, and we'll get a chance this next week because we play at home again against Pearl Cone this week. So but I was proud of our fans, and wasn't a really exciting game. It was a kind of a poor execution game from our standpoint, but you know, hopefully we'll certainly put on a play much better for them next week.
You don't go on the road until you play Siegel, and then you're back home again a couple of times. So the schedule works out where you're going to have some really good home games, including next week's opponent in Pearl Cone. What do you know about them? I mean, they come out of the Nashville area, so.
Big. I've watched, you know, we got video, and I haven't had a chance to study, but I have had a chance to watch it, at least part of it, for the first time. The first thing that jumps out at you is they're big, really big up front. You know, run a 4-3 defense, got really two big tackles inside, and big on offensive front. And, of course, they Pearl Cone's always been able to run, so you know, they run around pretty good. And they beat King Ridge last night, I think 23-0 is what the final score was. And So, you know, it'll certainly be a challenge. They're extremely athletic. They are huge up front. Present some different problems maybe than Independence did, where Independence was, you know, no back most of the night and spread all over the field. You know, Pearl Cone's a little more simplistic than that. So it'll be a different set of problems. It'll be a much bigger group than we played against this week. And, you know, but it's, at this stage of year, I guess you can call it cliche or coach talk or whatever. You know, I don't think it's about who you play. I think it's about you getting better. And what I found over the years is your biggest improvement a lot of times is from the first game to the second game, especially when you have a lot of kids playing that hadn't played much before. They experience the Friday night atmosphere, the adrenaline, the loss of energy so quickly because you're so excited. And biggest improvement should come from week one to week two. And I think that'll be the case for for our kids, and certainly that's what we expect. And so we'll work really hard on Blackman this week. Yes, we'll put in our game plan and we'll work on Pearl Cone, but we'll work much harder on just getting us to execute the things we want to do better. And if you do that, then, you know, playing Pearl Cone takes care of itself.
Well, I hope that any of the players or parents that are listening in this morning don't think it's going to be all jokes this week.
No, we're going to work. And that's the thing about it. Our kids always come out there to work, you know. I mean, sometimes they don't know when they're supposed to laugh, I think. You know, and that's part of the thing I've got to do a better job at is to get them just to, you know, come out and cut loose and have fun getting better and have fun playing. And they love playing. They love it. But, you know, I just got to remove some pressure from them. And I'll do that. And maybe we have some things we can do to help with that. And I would hope so. After, you know, we've coached for a long time. I got a staff that's, you know, a lot of them been coaching 15 or 20 years. And so, that's the thing we have to do as a staff. We'll do that. We'll let the kids relax and play the game. And with that, we'll come better results.
Well, as long as coaches enjoy coming to practice and coming to work and the kids do, it ought to be another fun week.
Oh, absolutely. We'll have a good time. Our kids will get better this week, and we'll come back Friday night, and we'll play much better and be ready to roll.
Philip, congratulations on the win. Good luck against Pearl Cone. We'll see you next Saturday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Philip Shadowin's joining us here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. When we come back, Greg Wyatt will be joining us to talk about the Siegel Stars. Siegel last night a winner over Franklin. We'll find out all about it when we return. Stay with us.